So, before we get started, we'll open in a word of prayer. Jess, would you mind opening us in a word of prayer?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to come together and make decisions for the school. And I just pray that right now your presence fills this place and that you take over our hearts so that we can work together and work in unity and not be divided, and so we can really look at what's best for the school and not what's best for us. And we just give this meeting to you and ask you to be here with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jess. Well, let's look the minutes over of the previous meeting.
So I need to put a revision on yet,
Who was the one that's, if Kyle seconded it or made the motion? I can
remember.
I'll have to look at my, our working minutes to see.
What item were we looking at?
Right here, I put Kyle made the motion and also seconded it.
It's not on
our. Oh, okay.
It's not my.
It's going to be the same thing, because I'll take that and put it in there. It's the working minutes that those that you do right there. Mm-hmm. That's what I have to look at.
Did you have the recorder at that meeting?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. We did.
Yeah, but I've erased it.
Oh. Maybe I'm not. Kyle seconded. Do you remember Kyle?
No, sir. Not right off the top of my head.
Okay.
But I can fix it.
Okay, I'll just put a revision on there.
Okay. So we'll do those minutes, and then the next meeting after, we'll have a separate.
It's all on the same.
It's all on the same?
On three, yes, it's all on the
okay.
same. To approve them all board meetings, special call two, and the public hearing.
Can we just approve them pending that change?
On 7G, we can't. Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion that we approve these minutes.
Kelly
made the
motion.
Other than the revision on 7G.
Right. Kelly made the motion. Didn't
I'll second.
Okay. Just second it. All in favor? None opposed? And we'll take a look at the bills. We need a motion and a second to approve those. If you got any questions, we'll talk about that.
Is that projector screen in the auditorium, I guess?
Yes, sir.
Was the septic in a house, or was that the school or something?
That was all of them.
All of them, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
The school, the houses, all of them.
Got everybody clean.
They hadn't been done in a while, so.
Wow.
Wow, that uranium filter.
That's what I thought, too. Maybe,
oh, man. Is that just the removal, or is that the replacement?
That's everything.
Everything.
But that's not a, what, it's a few years.
Yeah, it's like every 8 years we have to do that.
But still.
Isn't that only half of it?
And then don't they have to?
Isn't that only half of it?
Do we get to sell the uranium that we filter now?
Yeah, that's only half of it.
That's what I was thinking.
That's only half of it.
Heard Hillary's got a market for it.
You mean half the payment, because there's two canisters, or what?
No, they, you pay half now, and then half when they come out and do it.
Okay.
The other half. But they take the whole thing out. I mean, they don't take the filter, they take the whole, everything.
And then it's hazardous waste at that point, right?
I'm sorry?
It's hazardous waste at that point.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is the disposal.
Right.
The cost is the disposal. Where I don't know where they'll dispose it at, I know there used to be one out there by Sierra Blanca.
I think it's out here on the bar ditch. Between here, something was glowing out there.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
Cody made the motion to pay the bills. Justin seconded it. All in favor? None opposed.
Any of y'all want to talk?
I did sign up, but I'm going to go a different route on that. More of a dad thing than anything. But I do want to touch y'all on another. The next board meeting, probably, we'll sign off on our updated
EOP.
Got a lot of state. They've added a lot more stuff.
EOP is Emergency Operating Plan.
So we just took our training over.
Huh?
Just took our training over.
Maybe by next school board meeting, we should have that finalized and sent back to us and everything okay, and we'll sign that off. If y'all have any questions on that, we'll address it.
Great.
You said that's the next meeting, next month?
Hopefully. We send it off to the state, and they're reviewing it, and then once we get it back, we'll sign off on it.
Do we do this every year?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, and now not only our teachers and school board and everybody that's related to the school, not only are they doctors, and now we're psychologists, and now we're, you know, monkey trainers, and I mean, the list goes on and on and on, but we have to have these things in place and these plans in place each year, and they just, you know, with everything going on, it's just added more and more and more. So we're working on that, and hopefully we'll get that back pretty quick.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Under administrators' reports and items for information, the only thing I had on here was review my goals that y'all, if you look on the very last page, those were the goals that y'all had when y'all did my evaluation. Improved stage lighting in the auditorium. I do have a gentleman that's given me a quote. He came out and took all kinds of measurements and did everything, and he said it was going to take about a month for him to get that bid to us. I'm trying to find somebody else so I can have a second one, but I can't. Right now I'm having a hard time finding somebody else. The other goal was to place personnel in best suited positions and make sure certifications are in compliance. We've only got two that don't have a certificate, but they are doing, what's that called? I teach.
Yeah, alternative program.
Alternative program. Mm-hmm. We've got two. Everybody else is certified. And improve leadership in conflict situations. Those were the goals that y'all had for me on my evaluations. Any questions or anything?
No.
Okay, board actions to be considered. One of the things that we have to do is designate our non-district days. And if you look in your pile, you should have a page that looks like this here. Got some dates down at the bottom. This basically is for if somebody sends us a public information request. I get a lot of them from wanting to know the teachers' names, their email, how many years they've got with the school, what position they're in, you know, all the stuff that's public information. And you have so many days that you have to get that stuff to them and everything. Well, I want to say it's 10 days. I'm not real sure right off the top of my head. I think it's 10 days.
10 business days.
Yeah. And so these are the days that we don't have to, and we get to, or I say we, I get to pick which days we use. I mean, like if November and all that falls December and nobody does anything, well, then that rolls over to these other days and everything. So schools get to pick kind of what days they want, and I can't take not blame, but
credit.
I stole this from another school, so I'm one of those. You know, if somebody's already invented the wheel, I'm gonna use it.
Work smarter, not harder.
So.
And non-business days is just whenever you're not.
We're not in school, yes, sir.
Does this match up with like the days that we're?
Yes, sir. Like Christmas, Thanksgiving. Yeah. You know. Now the days that are federal holidays or state holidays,
you don't
count those. Those are you're good
up
with
to
those.
The 23rd and then
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Martin Luther King's birthday, President's Day, you know, Christmas, you know, those New Year's, those things are.
Is this new for 25-26?
We did it last year. Yeah, we did it last year and the year before.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if we approve the non-business days.
Quentin made the motion to approve non-business days.
I'll second it.
Cody seconded. All in favor? There's none opposed.
Thank y'all. And then, you know, oh, I'm sorry, yes. We had talked about at the last meeting about going ahead and starting to, you know, get some bids and everything on building two new houses across from my house over there. But we have to pass a resolution first for the...
to get the bids.
Well, that we want to do a design build. According to our lawyer, that's what we need to do, is the design build method. And this is a resolution that he drew up. So, and it does say for construction of two new houses to service teachers. And I asked him, I said, can I still use the, I called and visited with him another day. I asked him, I said, can I still use the same RFQs that we used the last time we built houses? I said, has anything changed? He said, no, it hasn't. He said, so you could use the same ones. I just need to go in and change the dates and everything. And I visited with Jordan Addison, because the last time we did one, the RFQ called for two houses, 1,750 square feet, and it was $500,000. And I asked him, I said, is that still about the same price? And he said, well, he says, I'd probably add a couple of $100,000 to it. So I'm thinking, gee willikers. Now, he did say, he says, you don't have to, he says, the ones that we built, he says, are basically, they were four bedroom. I think it was kind of like three bedrooms and then kind of a big office in the front there that could be used as a
man cave.
Okay, man cave, as an office.
I haven't been in.
He says, we could lower that down to where there's just three bedrooms, two baths, and do without the man cave. So I just need to see what y'all want to do. And then the price would come down, of course. But I just need to know what y'all would like to do so that because I'm going to have to put that in that RFQ.
What is an RFQ?
I knew you was going to ask me that.
Like a qualification.
Yes, a request for qualifications.
Yeah, there you go. Request for qualifications. Basically, it just shows, it's like putting it out there and they just make a bid on it.
Okay. Okay.
So on.
They gotta show they're bonded, they gotta show all the stuff.
Whenever we did the other two, what, cause we originally were talking to that, the guys that moved them in, right?
You talking about?
Whenever I first got on here.
Yeah, we were talking.
Bob's Custom Ready Builds.
Yeah, Ready Builds.
That's who did y'all's house.
Right, well, I found out, and I found out why they didn't wanna do it. Because somebody that used to be here was a pain to them when they were building it. And they didn't wanna have anything else to do with us because of that.
But that person's no longer here.
And I tried to explain that to them and they still wouldn't do it.
Yeah, they were rough, they wouldn't even bid on it.
I remember something, I didn't know what the deal was, but I remember, cause you were talking about it.
That was.
We had no one bid last time.
Somebody made him mad.
The two, yeah.
Well, but he didn't even put a price.
Yeah.
We had another bid, but there was no price.
But there was no price on it.
Well, on average, how many kids do most of the teachers that live out here have? Cause typically are they hoping to have, you know, what's realistic?
We've got, he's got two.
The German's got three.
Yeah. I just didn't know.
That little front room is great for a little office or something, but they are very small.
Okay.
I'm being honest.
I would think a three bedroom, two bath would be basic.
Okay.
Just two kids, so it works out great.
Yeah, but that's why I was like, okay, do a lot of them have four, do a lot of them have, you know, I was just curious about the average typical.
So we'd be okay to skip out on the man cave?
I think so.
Save us a little money?
Yeah.
So these houses on this side, are they, what kind of shape are they in?
They're not in very good shape. That's one of the things we talked about doing and was getting someone to come and, was selling them and get them moved out. And then start building there, because we're running out of room on that end, because me and Evaristo were talking, on that end down there. We were talking about, you know, well, if we could build houses back behind there, but you've got that water, disposal water that, you know, comes out there. It'd be, if the wind blew out of the south, which it never does here, but if it blew out of the south, it'd blow all that stuff right onto their windows and their fence and all that nasty water, so it wouldn't be good. So I think our best bet is to, after we get those built, then get somebody to come move these, you know, and start building one at a time.
So at this point, we just need more houses. We don't need to be updating houses.
No. The only reason we updated some of those houses because of the electrical. Yeah. Remember, I talked to y'all about that?
Yeah.
And we was afraid between now and then, you know, something could happen and catch fire and, you know, burn the house down while somebody was in it. And I dang sure didn't want that to happen.
Is there someone in all those older homes?
No, there's only
two people.
Well, Mary Bell was going to move into one. And then
Monica and Rosalinda.
Yeah, Monica and Rosalinda. Monica lives in the very first one. Rosalinda lives, there's one empty and then Rosalinda, and then one empty and then Mary Bell.
So could we move the ones that are empty now and build there?
Yeah.
And not build to the south of you?
But see, well, I mean, we could. But I don't know how hard it would be to get a truck in there to get those houses. I mean,
since they're in the middle, it's every other one.
They can do amazing things, though.
Yeah. I mean, they probably could do it the front and come out. I mean, I don't know.
I think across from your house,
we've got room for two or three.
We got room for two because
just two more.
Because the lateral lines from our septic system goes across there, and you can see where it's all green there.
Okay.
So we can fit two. Come get them things.
And what's in our, what do we have designated in that?
$3 million for construction.
It would help the way it looked from the school side too, you know, having the newer stuff.
Plus, it's kind of weird because the stickers blowing over in my yard.
The back fence is around the front of the houses, so.
Yeah, this up here is awful.
It's always been strange to me.
And see, and I tried the.
Yeah, I wondered that too.
When we first did the fences.
Yeah.
I was gonna turn them where they were.
Yeah.
But Lindegard said that we could not put a pole in the backyard of somebody's house.
What?
That's what they told me.
Really?
They said you cannot put a pole inside the fence.
I thought almost all the poles, I mean, like, I guess they're in the alley, but, In town?
It can't be inside the bathroom.
Inside the fence.
Couldn't be inside the fence.
I have a pole inside my fence.
I'm just, that's what they told.
Telephone pole?
Yeah.
Well, no, those aren't telephone poles, those are power poles.
Meter pole.
The meter pole.
The meter.
But the meter can be on the side of your house, how does that work?
No, they just told me those poles, see, there's telephone, or power poles, whatever, along that road right there. And I was gonna put the fences back that way and haul in dirt, you know, and turn that into a real backyard, and the front yard would be the front yard. But when I did it, they said you cannot put a pole inside somebody's fence.
Can you put a fence around a pole?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
But do y'all want me to look into moving, seeing about moving those two houses, and we building those two houses over here on this side?
Instead of, or in addition to?
Well, I think, well, I mean, me personally, I think we need to build those two over there and then move all these houses. And we may not put five more back, but put four more back, you know, where they're not, you know, so close to each other and everything.
And so, those before were like $250 each.
So, well, they were, yeah, there was a little, I think it came, well, I think they came in a little less than the $500,000. I wanna say it was like $475 or something like that.
But he said similar circumstance, you'd add.
About $200 to $250.
Everything's so high.
I think we need to at least bid it out with numerous other people and see, shop around best we can.
I totally agree with you, but I mean, like I say, I'd send those RFQs out, and I'll send them to the ones that, you know, I mean, like, what was the name of that other guy that did?
John Daniel, John Wells.
John Wells, I sent him one, and he's the one that didn't put a price on anything. And I took them to the Bob's Builders, they didn't wanna have anything to do with it. I left it with them, but I never saw or heard from them after that.
Is the place right next to Bob's still there, do you know?
I don't know, I haven't been out there, I know.
L&M or something like that.
There's only like two or three of them left.
A friend of mine got to build there.
The L&M built my parents' house is why I was, and I thought, but Bob's built mine, so I thought they were side by side. And they may not be in business.
I think Phillips is out of business, I don't know about L&M.
They may not be in business anymore, cause it was.
I know there used to be two or three of them down that road.
I also thought they built Tana's house, L&M.
I remember L&M too.
I thought they did Tana's, but I don't know that for sure.
And they did Mitch Mitchell's by us over there too.
But Tana's was more recent, Jody and Tana's. Cause I went and looked at their house before we built ours, so it's the only reason I knew that, but.
There any house builders in Midland? I'm sure they'd be way expensive though. Like, I don't know any over there.
I don't either.
I mean, we even talked to, talked to Beaton Bowes.
Oh, yeah.
And they said that they just wasn't, they weren't interested in.
Well, all their subs are so used to working in Lubbock.
Yeah.
Go from house to house to house.
You throw them something like that price will go up so fast.
Well, they just said they just wouldn't, that's what they said, they wouldn't come out here, it wasn't worth their money to do that.
And a lot of times it takes twice as long for them to build a house out, cause they're having trouble getting people. You know, like if they're all working in the same town, they can go buy this house over here and put this fixture in, go by over here, but they gotta wait till they have a whole day where they can travel here to work on it. It's just like, it never gets finished, it takes forever.
Well, would it make sense while we're looking and doing to figure on doing the two over there and maybe think about doing two more here? While we've got designated money to do it? It's not gonna get any cheaper later on.
No, it's not gonna get any cheaper, it's just gonna get more expensive.
Well, it might be easier, to do the two and clear out all of these and move them all out at once. Then you can redo all the stuff at once and do four more.
I do know a house builder that I contacted after that. I don't know if he'll meet the requirements of what you're wanting.
Maybe we'll be a buy one, get one free deal.
One, what's the running price per square foot right now?
Well, building those two and then you clear all these out and get rid of them all at once.
And then you can set up everything all at once.
The thing is, those that live in those houses, we'd have to put them somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got, there's one over there that's empty. Where Hallie DeGraffenried was lived, that one's empty.
Will those, the design that we built on that south part, will they fit in between those houses? That's the other side of it. Or would you have to get a new?
Say that again?
Will those houses fit in between the?
The row of five with those.
Yeah, in between those, in that space.
You talking about across from my house?
No.
Where the five are, if you move those two out, would they fit, you know, if you left those?
Oh, if you left those other ones, oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
They're pretty tight right now, aren't they?
That's a good.
And those other houses that they built look like they're quite a bit wider.
You know, you could.
North to south with?
No, I'm talking east to west.
Move one into this house.
You know, you could always say, well, you know, we could just build a two-bedroom, one bath, but I just don't like that idea.
I think you'd waste your money in the long run.
I was fixing to suggest something crazy, and it may be a crazy idea, but like you build these two houses, and you know, we always have a few teachers that are single or just a married couple. Like, what if we built a couple of duplexes? I mean, you're like, nice, a little bit bigger, but could you cut down the cost doing two like nicer duplexes instead of having standalone houses for, you know, or single or you know.
See, I thought at the end of that, where my house is, the end of that road down there, would be a good place for a duplex.
Yeah.
You know, have two and the, right there, kind of make that a cul-de-sac, but I don't know if there's enough room down there at that end. It'd be kind of squashing everything up there.
You just need a builder to help us measure and decide.
Yeah, that's true.
I hadn't thought about that.
Well, that's part of the deal too on the RFQ. I have to say where it's going to be built at. I have to put a picture.
Can you like plan A, plan B, contingent on architectural plans?
But I mean, like I say, we are going to, these houses on this side are, they need to be gone. I mean, I remember when I was at BV, which was 30 something years ago, those houses were there then. Well, probably when y'all went to school here, they were here. You know,
no one's
so
living
there.
In them.
Say what?
No one's living in them right now.
There's two of them.
Two that are empty.
Well, two and a half, because I don't know where.
Oh, okay.
She moved in this last weekend, okay. Is what she told me.
When you were a kid?
Oh, okay.
So I think we do.
So you know.
I know.
Get all them houses cleaned out.
You can
then
do the
we
first
can worry
bulldoze,
about
then.
Doing another deal later.
Take it out.
And then we can do them all together. Yeah.
But what I'm getting at though is what I mean those that are living, I mean if we build those two, we could move people around, and you know, because we've got three people living in these houses here, and there's one that's open there, and then those two would be open, so we could move people around where everybody would have a house, and then we could wipe those all out and build some more.
Yeah.
Do you have to do them all at once though? I mean, you could take out the ones that are. Somebody's not in.
Yeah, but that, I mean, that's the one on the one
in
the end.
In the
somebody
middle.
Lives in, one in the middle.
Every other house right now. They're the ones in the middle.
The ones on the ends are occupied.
And the one in the middle is
the second floor. Second floor.
It's every other one.
That's fine.
I mean,
I'm kind of like you or whoever said, build the two right now. And then get a plan together, get everybody shuffled around, and then
come in and have them both out.
Then you do a whole row of
mm-hmm.
of the
whatever
septic and
do.
Electrical and whatever you got to do it all at once.
And
that might be a big
which way,
bite off to try to do both.
And make sure that the which way do we want
this
one row here, this row up here, we want it the front yard to face south or face the school.
Face south.
Yeah.
Because that way you don't you walk out of your.
Just as long as the fence
yeah,
is around.
Yeah,
the
back you're not in your PJs getting your mail.
See, that's another thing, too.
I don't think you want a north wind.
Yeah, blowing
wind.
Right into your. Yeah.
Steve, for some
depends
reason,
on where the
I
windows are.
We said we had room for three over there.
Well, I thought so too.
I think if we did the quotes at the end.
Those lateral lines are, when I talked to Jordan the other day, he said he thought that only two would fit there.
Only two, okay. Where the reject water goes?
Sir?
Where the reject water goes off of the.
Well, they're right across from my house right there.
He's got his lateral lines in right underneath is what he said.
I mean, we'd have to move the lateral line. We could, if we moved, if we didn't have the lateral lines there, we could put three there real easily. But I don't know where those, I'm not a plumber or don't ever wanna be one, so I don't know how.
How hard that is.
Yeah.
Probably leave those in there and just put new ones in a different spot, I would think. Like, instead of moving them, just have to reroute them.
Yeah.
Tie in a different spot.
Yeah.
Cause that grass is always green there.
Fertilizer.
Grass is greener on that other side.
I think we just need to be as responsible as we can with the money and we gotta shop around because that size of house spending.
And there might be some people in Seminole too.
$400,000 on a house. I think we can do better.
PK Construction.
Maybe, or the fairs in Seminole.
PK's not gonna be cheap, no.
And figuring out like the average price per square foot so that we know. It's $200 right now?
Right now.
That Neil Fair, that Fair Construction.
Yeah, they'd be worth getting it, they're good. They're real good.
They build houses.
But see, that's the problem we run into is.
They don't have all the bond.
Alvin's done work for us.
Workman's comp.
Well, one of them, they built something out at our house, so I know they'll drive.
Down there by the gym.
But they may not have stuff to be bonded.
To be at a school, you're right. You know, we got into that one time, they came over here and they were gonna do some work and all of the workers weren't.
Oh, yeah.
Suited for their paperwork, so they couldn't.
That's what you run into sometimes with.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I mean, they can do great work.
Oh, man.
I mean, and they could get it done quick too, but.
Maybe they're bonded now, I don't know.
Yeah, they might be.
So you need to check on.
If there are, some of those jobs are pretty dang big.
Yeah, they're getting into the big time there.
Well, if y'all know of anyone, send me their, email me their address or something and I don't mind sending them an RFQ.
Okay.
Or talking to them and see if they're interested. I don't mind doing it, cause I agree with you. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, and you just don't wanna just be hilly-willy with it and, so.
So we're approving this resolution.
This is just so we can get the building, we don't have to know what size or anything like that right now.
Right, that'll be in the RFQ that I've put out.
Okay. And we'll do that next meeting or something?
Yeah, I'll bring that to y'all so y'all can look at it and.
Design build just means it's not a manufactured home.
Right.
That we're not buying a trailer house.
Right.
Well, I'll make a motion.
Cody made that motion.
I'll second.
Quint seconded it, all in favor? None opposed?
That's all I have on action items. I would like to talk to you about personnel and I would like to go in closed session for that.
Okay.
Do you have something else?
707. Thank y'all for coming.
Yeah.
See y'all.
Thank y'all.
Yeah.
Okay, I am turning this off.
We have to adjourn all that.
806, we're out of closed session.
I think the red means it's recording.
Yes, it's recording. It's recording.
I'll make the motion, we adjourn. Is that what we're doing?
That's it.
Justin made a motion to adjourn, Kyle seconded it, all in favor? None opposed, get those names straight on that.
Turn the lights off when you leave.
I